revealed, 90% of plastic waste comes from Asia and Africa. By Jerome Hudson on September 18, 2019. The peak level virtual signaling over plastic straws, peddled by the left-wing media and 2020 Democratic presidential candidates, is why I dedicated a chapter in my new book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know to detailing the often overlooked fact that about 90% of the planet's plastic waste comes from a few rivers in and around Asia and Africa. A groundbreaking study conducted by a team of researchers at Germany's Helmholtz Center for Environmental Research pored over data on debris from 79 sampling sites along 57 rivers and found that just a handful of rivers in a couple of countries account for an overwhelming majority of the pollutants piling up in our oceans. The 10 top-ranked rivers transport 88-95% of the global load into the sea. Dr. Christian Schmidt, a hydrogeologist who headed up the study, told the Daily Mail after the research was published in 2017. The rivers with the highest estimated plastic loads are characterized by high population, for instance the Yangtze with over 500 million people. The study, published in the journal Environmental Science and Technology, said that by cutting plastic pollution in the Yangtze River, the third longest in the world and located in China, and the Ganges River, located in India, ocean pollution could be reduced by half. Of the top 10 rivers that produce the most pollution, 8 of them are in Asia and 2, the Nile River and the Niger River, are in Africa. The 192 with the coast bordering the Atlantic, Pacific, Indian Oceans, Mediterranean and Black Seas, produced a total of 2.5 billion metric tons of solid waste, concluded a groundbreaking study titled Production, Use, and Fate of All Plastics Ever Made, published in Science Advances, and conducted by Jenna Jambek, the University of Georgia environmental engineer, and a team of experts. Of that, 275 million tons was plastic, and an estimated 8 million metric tons of mismanaged plastic waste entered the ocean in 2010. In June 2018, the United Nations Environment Programme released its first ever State of Plastics report, which outlined actions the world's governments had taken to reduce plastic waste. The assessment shows that action can be painless and profitable, with huge gains for people and the planet that help avert the costly downstream costs of pollution, head of UN Environment Eric Solheim said in the report. Plastic isn't the problem. It's what we do with it. The report showed that UN-backed bans on plastic and other measures meant to lower plastic use have produced poor results. Plans to pare plastic consumption took off at the turn of the century. From multinational corporations to whole countries jumped on the bandaging to ban everything from plastic bags to plastic straws. American Airlines banned plastic straws and stirrers on its flights and also banned plastic flatware in its lounges in the US and around the world. The Walt Disney Company began to ban plastic straws and stirrers at nearly all its theme parks and resorts around the world in 2018. From Chile to Peru to California and Seattle, Washington to Washington, D.C. to the European Union, measures to ban plastic and styrofoam have popped in nearly all four corners of the planet. But cutting consumer consumption and levying fines, fees, taxes, and bans on plastic will do little to curtail the stream of waste piling up in our oceans, says Rob Kaplan, CEO of Circulate Capital, a New York City-based investment firm that has committed tens of millions to plastic waste collection. There's no silver bullet to stop plastic pollution, says Kaplan. We're not going to be able to recycle our way out of the problem. And we're not going to be able to reduce our way out of the problem. Facts haven't stopped the loudest voices of ignorance on the left from getting this issue completely wrong. Democratic presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris called for a ban on plastic straws during CNN's 7-hour town hall on climate change event earlier this month. And then there's Swedish teen climate alarmist Greta Thunberg, who told NPR this week that she became passionate about climate change after a school lesson on plastic waste saddened her. We saw these horrifying pictures of plastic in the oceans and floodings and so on, and everyone was very moved by that. But then it just seemed like everyone went back to normal, Thunberg said during her U.S. climate change tour. And I couldn't go back to normal because those pictures were stuck in my head. And I couldn't just go on knowing that this was happening around the world. When it comes to plastic pollution, Greta Thunberg is lecturing the wrong country. Excerpts from this article appear in Jerome Hudson's new book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know, which hit bookshelves nationwide on September 17. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter at Jerome E. Hudson.